Chicago Fire is Wrapped, and the season finale airs next Wednesday, along with all the other great Chicago shows. The reason why this show still drives ratings is because of my friends Chris Stolte and David Eigenberg, stars of the big show, and they join me tonight. Hey, guys.
Hello, Dave.
Absolutely.
Hey. No question, right?
Chris Stolte's driving, and I'm in the pilot, the co-pilot seat right there.
Yeah, he's riding shotgun.
I love that.
He's actually in the command chair. That's what shotgun is on our show.
Oh,
hey, bud, it's been 10 years of this show. Exactly 1/10 of the time the WGN has been around. What do you think of that?
There you go. In French, they call it a decade.
Oh, do they really? I didn't know that. Wow, that's fancy.
There. I've been invited to Paris. I went, and they say, "Yes, my friend, you are 5 decades." I don't know how to say old in French.
Well, first
of all, the French love us.
Yeah, I was gonna say happy birthday to you. You had the big. We won't say how old you are, but the big birthday this week.
No, I say 58. 58 stinks. It's been not so good so far.
The whole 58 or just this birthday?
You know what? Let me tell you something. All I do all day, every day is take care of you. And then when you say things like it's been bad so far, that makes me feel like my work is unappreciated.
No, but I didn't see you the last couple of days. We wrapped out last week
and we squeaked across.
We crawled across the finish line and it was taillights.
Yeah.
See you later. Alligators. Hope they pick up my contract.
You know, I have to tell you, when I looked up your names, because, you know, just looking a little research to see, you know, if I'm missing anything happening in your lives, anything you're doing, there was one article that came up earlier this year on Looper.com, and it says, "Are David Eigenberg and Christian Stolte from Chicago Fire friends in real life?"
There you go.
I'm afraid it's not a yes or no question.
We are. I'm always friendly to Chris, and then I make him love me because he's got a mug on him, and I love it. So, and I let him know, and then he begrudgingly hugs me and holds me,
and I need. By the way,
pardon?
I said David's love won't take no for an answer.
Nah, I never take no.
I do love the guy. I do love the guy dearly.
This is real.
This is real. Yeah, absolutely.
Real.
So we're absolutely friends. Listen, we're the old guys on the show. Same with Eamon Walker. He's just not around as much. So there's a lot of times we're the only two that understand each other.
Yeah.
All of our references are just way too dated for these young folks in the cast.
Gotcha.
Yeah. And they don't know. They don't know about life and death,
right? No, not yet. Not at 58.
The young ones, they tell me, like, every time they come by me, I'm always talking about somebody that it didn't go well for.
Oh.
And they kind of scoot away. And then Chris will chime in with somebody else that it didn't. You know, I don't want to get negative here, but, it could be rough the older you get, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. I get it.
Yeah,
I don't
think it's by design, but virtually every story David tells, the central character in the story is now dead.
That's horrible. That happens with age. That's true. It totally happens with age. It does. Well, do you want to know what this article said, though? Have you seen this article?
No, what did it say?
It said you two.
No, I didn't see it. Looper?
It's looper.com. It says you two have more of a Johnny Depp, Amber Heard type of relationship. All right, it didn't say that. All right,
You poop on one bed. Labeled for life.
Can I tell you something? There's going to be no winners coming out of that.
No. I can say one thing. I mean, you know, God bless Johnny Depp. I hope that, I don't know how that thing is, and I'm not really following because it's just a sad occurrence.
Mm-hmm.
But he's had too many years of drunken pirates is just weighed on him. And I think he just looks like he's got to get off the ship, man. I don't know what's going on, but It's Brando in the later years, you know. It's like he's a wonderful, amazing talent, and I hope he's a good guy. I don't know the guy, but you know.
Chris, what were you going to say?
Yeah, what are you going to say? You can't say anything anymore.
You can. You absolutely can.
Yeah.
But in your case, I would advise against it.
Yeah. Yeah, I would. Yeah, I would do that. No, it says you guys are friends. It said you guys are friends. You guys are buddies.
As luck would have it, I've worked with both Johnny and Amber, and really? I have absolutely nothing to contribute to the dialogue.
Okay, all right, fair enough. Fair enough. We're talking to David Eigenberg, Chris Stolte, NBC Chicago Fire. The season finale airs next Wednesday. There's more with them after a look at your evening drive. If you watched last week's show or this week's show of Chicago Fire, Mouch lost his couch.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
Yeah. This is the first time I've talked about it.
Mooch lost his cooch.
Wow.
Nah.
I don't think that was spelled right.
Is that going to go on the air?
I think it did. It just did.
Let me ask you, was that out of your mouth before you realized what you were saying?
I think it was. Generally, we do have to let David, when he comes here live, he has to go to the green room and just let all the expletives out.
Yeah.
We didn't do it this time. We didn't do a run through of this at all.
But
you lost the couch. So did they, like, at least at the very least, did they give you the remnants of that couch to take home with you as memories? Or is it going to the broadcast museum? Like, what's the story with the couch?
Listen, I believe it should be in the broadcast museum with photos of all the butts that have enjoyed that couch over the last decade. In some ways, it really is. You know, people were fond of saying that the city of Chicago is like a character in the show. Yeah. I'll skip over that, but the couch was more like a character than the city of Chicago was. The couch was my primary relationship on the show.
That's sad.
So it was kind of a big deal. I didn't know the couch was in a state of disrepair. I think they felt like they needed to just replace it. But I will say they at least gave it the respect to make a storyline out of replacing it.
It is part of you, physically.
And that was a lot of fun. And let me tell you something, if anyone's interested in doing this kind of thing, the scene where Ritter and I do the sort of the crime scene solving, you know, where we pace through the crime scene and we don't say much other than damn, damn. Mm-hmm. That is based on a scene from The Wire where Bunk and McNulty are in this kitchen, which was a murder scene. And they're saying the F word over and over again, which of course we couldn't do.
No.
But it is modeled on that same thing of us just mostly wordlessly walking through the crime scene.
Wow.
If you want to do a side-by-side comparison of that, the way to find the other scene is The Wire, the F-word scene.
Yeah, gotcha. Gotcha. Well, here's the good news.
It was an homage.
Here's the good news, though. I mean, it wasn't part of the cliffhanger, at least. At least we know what happened already.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. Yes. Absolutely. And then there's other scenes.
If they tried to leave that.
Yeah, that's the cliffhanger.
If they tried to lay that down as bait for picking up next season.
What happens to Mouch's couch?
There you go. It's a study of all the faces, the guilty faces. Who did it?
But 10 years, guys, you guys got to still love doing this, David. I mean, right? I mean, this is just, it's fun. Every day going to work, isn't it?
No, Eamon Walker likes to say we have, there's a synchronicity. That's right, what he says, right, Chris? Synchronicity?
Yes.
Is that what
yes.
it is? Yeah, and there still is. And we've had changes. We've had characters leave. We had characters die. And we've really been blessed with other characters coming in that really have, we had a couple that like were a little bit, their grapes were a little sour, but really at the core, we go in and we laugh really hard. We still do.
That's awesome.
Other actors from the other shows, which are wonderful shows, they come in. We had Dom, who was on the Med show, and he was a doctor taking care of Joe Cruz, and we were over the damaged body of Joe Cruz. We were just cutting up, and he stared at us like, "Wow, this is how you guys do it here," because we cut loose, and other actors come in and. you know, all of our guests come in. I like to think, hopefully, we're very gracious to them and welcome them aboard this silly ship, because we still have a blast. We really do.
That's awesome.
You're right, though. When we see ourselves through the visiting actor's eyes, it is a little bit of a revelation.
Yeah. Not all shows we've been like
in this,
ours,
we've been in this. Yeah, we've been in the sandbox for 10 years.
Yeah, yeah.
And we've kind of lost sight of the world beyond. we don't know how things work on, except David with Sex and the City.
Right.
Yeah, my stuff didn't fly so well over there.
No.
We were kind of like, I was missing you, Chris, my foil, going like, what?
Maybe Chris should travel.
You didn't unleash the full David on them, though, did you?
Towards the end, when I started to settle in, because Sarah Jessica, she's pretty loose, and we kicked the ball around the goal line, and she kicks it over, and she gets it. She's a getter. She gets the nonsense, and let's just. Let the cards lie where the dice roll or whatever that thing is.
That's exactly it.
Any music? Do you guys do concerts? Do you guys do any like festivals? Anything like that still appeal to you?
No.
I'm going to go see Ike Riley in LaPorte, Indiana. I think that's in June.
Mm-hmm.
He's pretty much the only musician I get out to see on a regular basis.
Okay. Okay. All right. That's cool.
I'll go to any concert if it's like I can only like last through three songs, and it's got to be like Springsteen. Mm-hmm. He has Asbury Jukes. Does he go? No, the other guy with the Asbury Jukes.
That was Southside Johnny.
Southside Johnny. If they play three songs apiece, I would sit through that anytime. But see, these guys. They got to play like 4 hours, and I can't sit through that.
Yeah, I can't. What was the first concert you ever went to, David? Ever?
I think one of them was the Dead. I got thrown out. And that's not easy to get launched out of up at Alpine Valley. I got carried out through the crowd.
Wow!
I tried to take my one-legged friend down to the stage and. I told them he had cancer, and they sloughed me, and I pushed the guy, and then he took a swing at me, and then I got launched out of the thing, and I climbed a tree. You can climb trees at Alpine Valley and look in the headroom, and then you can watch. Wow. Then I fell out of the tree.
Oh my God! Oh man!
Never a dull moment.
That was a great answer.
Yeah.
What about you, Chris? How about you? Was it as eventful as that?
It was the Stray Cats, and they let me stay.
Okay.
You know who opened for the Stray Cats? It was the Bus Boys. Remember the Bus Boys?
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. Yeah, mine was REO, and it was pretty uneventful. I knew David would get a great story out of this.
Very disappointed.
I didn't go see REO. Yeah, I don't know.
I didn't have
a great decision making process. I kind of still don't. It's gotten a little bit better, right, Chris?
No, I feel like after something goes predictably wrong for the 10th or 11th time, you write a note to yourself and then you throw that note away.
That might be true. Well, you can catch these guys next week, Chicago Fire season finale, next Wednesday night on NBC. Guys, have a great summer. Take some time for yourselves. Go get a rub down, something. Just go relax.
Copy that. Oh, thanks, Dave.
Let me tell my wife you said that. I need a rub down.
Okay, guys. All right. Have a great one, guys.
I love you, Dave.
Love you guys, too.
Love you guys. Take care.
Take care. All right. Top stories from the Northwestern Medicine Newsroom next, 720 WGN.